Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Season and allowed some guys to get sharp, so you know I always feel like it's a little long. Guys are chomping at the bit for the playoffs.
You must have had some bye week during the regular season, and do you treat or no? Did you not?
Well, in this league, we've had all kinds of weird bye weeks because planes, trains, and automobile trouble, and just the whole COVID thing. So we've had a 10-day stretch at least two times this year. So it's not something we're not used to. It's, you just adapt.
How did your guys respond to having that much time off, and do you expect it to be the same now?
I do. You know, we want a fast start on Saturday, but a lot of times coming out of these stretches, it's a little bit of a slow start. But it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
How do you get across, and you may not have to with a lot of the experience that you have on this team, but how do you get across the fact that now everything means that much more? Every play, every pass, every setup, every, you know, everything that you do is magnified because this is it.
It's a continual message here. You know, we went to Tucson last year, lost the league game at the end of the year, and then played a playoff game where we absolutely dominated every statistical category, and we lost, right? The thing that we didn't do is we didn't finish our chances, and the guys remember that. So I think you'll see a little bit different, you know. They'll execute what they need to execute. So.
Did you guys watch the semifinal game or the quarterfinal game together as a staff, and what were your impressions of what you saw at Chattanooga this past Saturday?
Mika and I both watch so much video. I don't know. We watch it together. We watch it separate. We break it down. So we've seen them. We know what it's all about. Chattanooga hasn't changed. You know, they're playing with a little more freedom. Jimmy Weekly's been coaching the second half of the season and just kind of let them go. It's more of a player-led team, and they're playing good football right now.
How does last year, if at all, kind of inform this year? Obviously, it's a different scenario. You guys get to stay at home instead of going on the road, having that long road trip you had last year in the playoffs. But the experience of playing a playoff game, the way that game went, how, if at all, did that inform you as a staff heading to this year?
Well, it's exponentially different. We got the Red Army and this is a group of people from Richmond coming to celebrate with us. So it gives us a huge advantage to be at home. We play well at home, and we're looking forward to a packed city stadium.
What has the buzz been like within the team heading in? Obviously, coming off the bye week, but now this week, you know, the game kind of getting closer. Like, do you sense, you know, sort of excitement among the players to get a chance to have a playoff game at home?
Yeah, just, you know, the last home game that we had here against Greenville had 6,000-plus people at it. It was super exciting for the guys. Guys are looking forward to that again. You know, for some of our guys, it's probably the biggest crowds they've played in front of. So it's a really great opportunity, and the more that we can do that, the more they grow as pros.
What kind of changes in the playoffs as far as, you know, just intensity? Obviously, you know, it's one and done. So, with your experience last year, like, how many levels, not just further up, or is playoff play versus, you know, regular season game?
Isn't it great? American sports are great. You know, to win a regular season over 12 months is a really difficult accomplishment, and we've done that. We put that behind us. But Americans, me included, we love the playoffs. We learned our lesson a little last year, and I think the guys will be more prepared. Guys are looking forward to it, man. It's a big game, and we know it.
You mentioned Chattanooga hasn't, you know, changed too much. What do you kind of glean from your first two games against them, one to draw, one to win, that would be helped going to Saturday?
They were a coach-led team until the change, and now they're a player-led team. Pereira Garcia and some others are really doing the coaching and leading in that. Jimmy Week has done an excellent job of giving the guys the freedom to do that, so they're playing more free. Sometimes when you play free, you have undisciplined moments. We have to take advantage of that.
I was, again, mentioning the benefit of the rest. Do you expect Johnny to be back? He's back in the mix
Johnny's
on Saturday?
Back. Okay. Playing on Saturday.
Okay.
Coach, at the end of last year, we talked about how the team, you mentioned last year, the team wasn't necessarily up for the playoff moment. Like, they necessarily weren't prepared for it. Do you feel like your team is prepared for that moment this year?
I don't know. If I was quoted as saying we weren't prepared, then that's on me as a coach. I don't remember that one, but what I would say is, I don't think it was necessarily that we were unprepared. I thought we played a very good game, and we were very prepared. We just didn't finish our chances. I think that experience, though, only helps benefit the group. They don't want that feeling of having to to get on an airplane and fly back without a win, it's tough.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Do you allow yourself to kind of enjoy it at all? Just the game, the experience of getting out of a playoff game at home, you know, sort of accomplishing one of the goals that you wanted coming in as far as getting a rugby season title, or has it been kind of all business since you clinched that rugby season title?
For the players, I said when we won the regular season and we were regular season champions, I told them to take a moment for that because it's important. It's a very difficult thing. For myself and the staff, we'll rest in 2 weeks in the White Sand. Good.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Emiliano, what does it mean, you know, to be a third straight Golden Boot winner? Like, obviously, I know you care a lot about the team success, but you've been a big part of that because you were goal scoring. So what does that accomplishment mean to you?
Hubiese sido posible. Aporto goles para el equipo. Bueno, creo que eso es lo que más me está.
So winning the Golden Boot 3 times in a row, he said it was very difficult, and he's very proud of, but that he couldn't have achieved that award without his teammates' help, and most importantly that in the things that he was able to contribute to the team to score goals, which is very happy to be able to win.
What has the last week and a half been like for your perspective? Getting a little bit of rest, preparing for this home playoff game compared to last year having to go on the road. What have you kind of gotten out of this week to be in the best position possible for Saturday?
No, el equipo está bien, hemos entrenado muy bien. Estamos esperando el partido que viene, va a ser muy emocionante. Tenerlo acá con nuestros fans y bueno, vamos a hacer todo lo posible para pasar a la final.
Yeah, the team is very good. Practices went really well. I was really eager to get to Saturday and start playing in front of our fans. And we're going to do everything that we can to succeed and get to the final.
Can you describe what difference playing at home makes for you guys? It's just this crowd here, like, you guys have had some of your best results here. I guess you could attribute that in part to the impact of playing at home in the crowd. So what does that do for you guys on the pitch when having that support behind you and playing here?
Chattanooga's always seems to be a tricky side at times for the kickers. How are you in the attack preparing yourselves to deal with their back line and get in behind them and score a bunch of goals?
Sí, creo que también hay muchos equipos que son difíciles, la liga cada vez es más complicada, pero no pienso en hacer algo diferente. Yo creo que Chattanooga tiene que pensar cómo tratar de defendernos a nosotros, porque nosotros somos el equipo que más goles ha marcado en la temporada.
He said that there's a lot of difficult teams in the league, and that the league is increasing in level every year, and that it should be the opposite, really, that Chattanooga should be things to stop our attack, because we've been the team that has scored the most goals, so it's on them really to change the answer.
What's the buzz been like among you guys as players, just again getting a chance to play at home, being back in the playoffs, but also being a top seed? Like, what's the excitement been among the players, just knowing that you guys kind of control, get a chance to be at home? If you win, you get to play back at home in the title game. Like, how exciting is it going to the playoffs this year compared to last year being on the road?
Significa la importancia de tener el playoff en casa. clase y de saber que si ganamos estamos en la final de nuestra.
Sí, nosotros estamos tranquilos, esperando el juego para más que nada disfrutarlo, afrontarlo con responsabilidad. Sabemos que estamos a un paso de jugar una final, que es algo que va a ser histórico también para el club. Hemos conseguido muchas cosas importantes, pero tratamos de pensar en paso a paso, digamos, primero la semifinal y luego lo que esté por venir será lo mejor.
We're relaxed as a team, but of course understanding the responsibility that we have on Saturday to put a good performance and to win the game, which we are, of course. Do something historical for the club, for the city, something that hasn't been done in a long time. And we are very excited, of course, to be in that final and to be here.
Thank you, guys.
Akira, as a leader and also, you know, a coach as well, what's been your message to the group over the past week and a half to try to get the group in the best mindset heading to Saturday?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just trust what we've done all season. So we don't need to do anything differently. I think, we're confident in how we've played, how we've prepared each week. Trust that process, go through that process properly, be really switched on and doing the simple things right. And that's the way we want to prepare going into the game Saturday.
From your perspective, just how beneficial has the bye been? What energy are you seeing in practice now with the guys being rested heading to Saturday? And just how big has that been?
Yeah, I think it was. It's always a good thing. It means you've done well in the regular season, so that's good. Physically can help certain guys get physically ready. I think at this point now we're ready for a game. Though. I think when you're around each other for that long and you have someone else to get after, just ready to get after somebody else and kind of unleash the theory on them. So we're just ready to go. Focused practice tomorrow, and we're ready to get after it and ready for Chattanooga.
For guys that aren't as experienced with playoff type atmosphere, is there anything that can be done to get someone ready for that, or you just have to jump in with both feet?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure there's anything you can really do to mimic those kind of that kind of atmosphere and that kind of pressure. I think everyone here is, they want to play in big games. So this is a great opportunity for that. Again, I think we just need to really focus on ourselves and what we do well, doing those things well. But then once you get into that game, it's just going to have to, you kind of rise to your training or fall to your training, whatever that may be, be prepared all the year. So in terms of the atmosphere, there's nothing that can prepare you for that. So you just need to get into it and then just be focused and doing your job and doing it well.
It's been a long time since the fans here have been able to come to a game with this much meaning. How important and how beneficial is it to have this one right here?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons why we wanted to have home games, home playoff games, and obviously the crowd is definitely one of them. I think it's by far one of the best places to play in League One, if not the best. And that's thanks to our fans and them coming and bringing in noise every week. It definitely gives us that advantage, as well as playing on our pitch here. Makes a big difference for us as well when we want to play. So. Yeah, really excited about having that home playoff game. We're ready for it.
What have been your biggest impressions of Chattanooga? Obviously, they had the dramatic win on Saturday. You guys in the regular season had a win and a draw against them. What's been the biggest thing you've seen of them this year heading to Saturday?
Yeah, they're a very good team. Really skillful going forward, have some really good players on the attacking side of the ball. So we know we have to be very disciplined. We have to win our 1v1 battles. Make sure we're covering for each other in the defensive side of things. But it's a team that we feel like we can get after. We want to do what we do well. We trust ourselves. We've shown what we're about all season long. And we just want to keep building on that.
All right. What's that, guys?
Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate it.